Dale Doll runs the Mac Community Pantry in Manchester. Each day, she sees working families struggling to put food on the table. Since January, minimum wage workers have seen a raise of $18 a week for 40 hours of work. But Doll says the increase is so small, it won't make much difference.
We do see a lot of people who have lost good paying jobs and now are making minimum wage, and they can't make ends meet on it. They just can't do it. It's too expensive to live here in Connecticut. People should be paid for work that they do. But as far as a big impact, I don't think it'll make a big impact. It's not, it's not going to raise a lot of people out of poverty.
Technically, if you earn an annual income of more than $15,730 for a family of two, you're above the federal poverty level. But that number just doesn't sound right to Keith Hicks of Manchester. He earns $11 an hour at his full-time job, and after paying rent and gas, there's very little left, he says.
It's hard. If you make that and if you don't work 6 days and plus overtime, you're not gonna survive.
Even though Hicks is happy for those workers who will now earn a slightly higher minimum wage, he's also worried that companies will cut back on hiring. By next year, Connecticut's minimum wage will reach $9. Governor Daniel Malloy is now pushing for an even higher rate of $10.10, in line with President Barack Obama's target.
If they raise the 10, it's going to be hard because the people don't want to pay you no money as it is.
According to the Connecticut Department of Labor, about 4% of the state's labor force, that's 68,000 people, currently earn minimum wage. That number is based on a survey which uses a small sample size. So in reality, more people could be earning minimum wage. But not all of them are struggling to make a living. Some, like Ali Kask, are suburban students saving up for college. Kask goes to Glastonbury High School and works at Dunkin' Donuts.
Books cost a lot of money. There's tuition and room and board. I know with this, I'll be able to save up a good amount of money. As of right now, I've earned $6,000.
A new report by the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office, CBO, found that 16.5 million workers would benefit from increasing the federal minimum wage to $10.10 per hour. CBO economists say nearly 1 million people could come out of poverty. But they also say it could eliminate 500,000 jobs, decreasing employment by 0.3%. The President's Council of Economic Advisers strongly disagrees with the unemployment part of the report. But what about businesses? Robert Michaud of Simsbury owns a pasta sauce business and a contracting company.
Vendors that we deal with from where we get our materials, ingredients and so on, as well as factories that we use, they do have a vast majority of their employees on a minimum wage. So we're going to see their costs increase. In fact, I've already gotten letters stating that we would see those costs increase. They have said that given the circumstances, for us to expect some cost increases.
Michaud says his companies will be able to absorb those costs, but that's not true for everyone.
If your business is that tight that a small increase is going to affect you so much, then you're probably in big trouble.
So, what does happen when minimum wages go up? Economist Alyssa DeJong of the Connecticut Economic Resource Center says, on average for the state economy, increasing the minimum wage won't make a major impact. But pockets of industries will be affected.
There are some companies that will choose to hire fewer workers because of these increased costs. And some other companies will also choose then to pass those costs on to their clients or their consumers. We have seen both things happen.
The state minimum wage hasn't kept up with inflation. According to economists at the State Department of Labor, Connecticut's minimum wage of $2.91 per hour in 1979 would be worth $9.95 in 2013 dollars. In a state where the cost of living is high, it's even more difficult for workers earning minimum wages to make ends meet. Sujata Srinivasan, WNPR News.